أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at this topic of tawakkul or trust in Allah, and I'd like to continue with it. See, trust is like a muscle. Trust in divinity, in Allah. Something that we have, and the more we exercise it, the stronger it gets, like any other muscle of the body. So let's look at three major things that we can do to be able to start off with exercising it, and maybe we'll do this workout again and again and again. So the first aspect is what we've talked about before, which is do your best, absolute best, put 110% effort, and then hand over your issues to him. You can only do so much. Cannot do more than that. You know, in life we try to control every situation we have. But as a human being, there's only so far we can go. Within one's boundary, we can just do so much. The idea is, are you able to stand on your prayer mat, put your hand on your heart and say, I did my best. Then highlight Ayah 44 of Surah number 40. I repeat, Surah number 40, Ayah number 44. وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي لَلَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over my affairs to Allah. He is wary, He is watchful over those who are connected to Him. So that's number one. The second thing is to be able to replace negative thoughts with positive ones. Now, that's not an easy prospect because we're always thinking about things that are may never going to happen, or we think of the past and we go on and on and on. We've got to move away from that. Think positive. And one of the best ways to have divinity assist us in thinking positive is a beautiful dua taught by Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, which is to be recited in every salah after the first takbir, where Imam teaches us to say, Ya Muhsinu, O one who does ihsan, O one who gives far more than I deserve, who gives the best. قَدْ أَتَاقَ الْمُسِيءِ, in front of you is the sinner. فَتَجَاوَزَنْ قَبِيهِ مَا عِنْدِي بِجَمِيلِ مَا عِنْدَكَ يَا كَرِيمِ. Change what is evil in me with what is beautiful in you. Find the silver lining in every cloud. It will come. But you're going to make a conscious effort. Maybe one way of doing it is, we used to have a child who used to attend one of the schools, and he used to come in every week really distressed. And we asked him why he was so distressed. He used to say that he had nightmares of what had happened to him. He had abusive parents and life was very difficult for him. So one of the suggestions we made to him was that whenever he had these nightmares, to imagine in his hand that he had this black felt tip pen, really thick pen, and that every time he had a nightmare, he would put a big black cross on the person or on the thought that was giving him that nightmare. A few weeks later, we find him a really happy child, and it was just one simple thing. He had crossed out all his negativity. Maybe we could try slowly but surely to be able to do it. And the third thing to do is ask for help through sabr and salah. And here you can highlight or journal your Quran as well. So number two, Ayat 45. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And seek help through sabr, through perseverance, through patience, and through salah. وَإِنَّهَا لَقَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِينَ. This is really, really difficult, except for those who are in humility of God, who are in awe of God. So these are these things that we need to do. Now, a little bit further on this. We got to understand that we cannot control the detail of everything. Tawakkul and reliance is not to sit back and wait till it falls on our lap. We've got to work 110%. And whenever we need, we can ask others, but only depend on Him. And I'd like to repeat this. If the entire world, this is what the Prophet said, gathered to give you something, you would not get it if Allah does not will it. But one thing that I think works really, really well with tawakkul is to understand that He will never, ever, ever let you down. His timing and our timing is different, but He remains the same. He was Allah yesterday, He is Allah today, and He will remain Allah forever with all the attributes, especially the one of Rahman and Rahim. He is incredibly merciful, incredibly. And if we can only believe in that, then tawakkul becomes really, really something that is achievable. I'd like to end with a story about the Prophet when he was returning from Ta'if. Now here is where the people rejected him. They stoned him. He was bleeding. It was really, really difficult. He was covered in blood. Imagine being 50, having just lost both your wife of 25 years and your uncle who took care of you as a child. Imagine walking into a town in order to ask people for their protection and instead having them throw stones at you until your feet bleed. Imagine how you feel, how exhausted spiritually, physically would one have been. But look at what the Prophet calls out to Allah. He says, Ya Allah, to you alone I complain my weakness, my scarcity of resources, the humiliation I've been subject to by people. O the most merciful of those who have mercy. You are the Rabb of the weak. You are my Rabb too. To whom have you entrusted me? To a distant person who receives me with hostility? Or to an enemy with whom you have granted authority over my affairs? But as long as you're not angry with me, I don't care. Except that your favor is more relief to me. I seek refuge in the light of your face, by which all darkness is dispelled and every affair of this world and the next is set right. Lest your anger, your displeasure descends upon me. Yours is the right to reproach until you are pleased. There is no power and no might except by you. This is trust in Allah. And look at how Allah responds. It is a dua of somebody who is broken. A young boy by the name of Adas of the Prophet. And he came to him with some grapes. He kissed the bleeding feet of the Prophet. And he gave them to the Prophet. He gave those grapes to the Prophet. And then Allah heals his broken heart in another way. He bestows upon him the miraculous journey of Isra wal Mi'raj. This is what trust in God does. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to trust Him. And once we trust Him, then doors just open. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ